flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, points north, south, east, and west. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. He's an NFL legend. I'm a big-eared blogger. Combined, we put together a radio show from 10 to 2. What up, B?
What's up, man?
You had a feeling, dog.
What?
You had a feeling, and it almost got
it
home.
Almost came, man. Almost came.
So I had to go to NBC last night for All Ears, and I had multiple people come up to me like, yo, B. Mitch got it. B-Mitch got it because the Wiz were up, I don't know, they were up, I think, 12 at halftime.
Hey, man.
They had the lead in the third quarter. What happens in the NBA is no lead is safe ever.
None.
That's just the nature of that beast. And my boy Gio at halftime was like, dude, I think you might hit this. Because I told him, Gio puts in like $1 to $2 bets.
Uh-huh.
So when I told him we had $20 on the money line, he was very excited. And I was like, yeah, man, we'll see. There's a lot of basketball left. Like, with the Wiz and with the NBA in general, like, nothing's done till it's done.
And you go
to OT, and sure enough, Le Boulé can't get it done.
Hey, you had to, what's going on? That was part of it you did win. You took the points.
Oh, sure. You took the points. You were in the money, baby.
Yeah.
Wiz fall 134 to 130 in overtime. To the Pacers. I listen to Scott Van Pelt's podcast. It's good. SV Pod is what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's Scott and his boy, Stanford Steve. And a couple of weeks ago, I can't remember specifically what it was, but Stanford Steve was saying how he watches most of the Wiz games. You know, both those guys live here.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I watch most of the Wiz games. And Van Pelt is like, dude, they're whatever their record was at the time, 6-40, whatever it was, which is accurate.
Yep.
And Stanford C's like, I know, man, but they play hard. And he's like, I watch at least the second halves of most Wiz games.
Yep.
And there are the occasional where they're down 35 and it's just a blowout. And, yo, they're 9-45, okay? Like, I'm not – that is – 9:45 is typically what time White Bryant gets to the office. Like, that's not a good NBA record.
Mm-hmm.
9:45 is a time. Yep. That is not a record. They are bad. But they are fun to watch generally. It's a lot of young guys,
yeah.
And I don't know. I thought we had it last night, B.
Hey, they work hard, bro. So, but, you know, just not enough to finish it up.
I thought we had it last night to the point of, so we had plus 380.
And they didn't?
We had plus 380. That was the best odds I found was ESPN bet. So our $20 would have won us like $68, $70, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking forward to you and I ordering a fancy lunch and then not giving any to the aquarium because they refused to get in on the bet.
We can still do that.
I know, but it would have been more fun if it was with our winnings.
Yeah, yeah.
Because White Bryant offered to throw up $1 on
yeah.
it.
Ooh.
And Lanfield
didn't even talk to
Lanfield
us.
Wanted nothing to yeah. do with it. Lanfield, do you feel vindicated because they lost, or do you miss that you had the free lunch sweat that we all had working?
No, they lost, as was predictable, because they're bad and also, they're deliberately trying to lose as many games as possible.
There was a coaching decision late in regulation that, Danny, you want to say hi to the stream, dog? Just wave at my computer. if the listeners.
Danny was getting me hooked up.
If the listeners have ever wondered about Engineer Danny, there he is wearing a nice purple button down. You got a meeting or something? You
got
dressed up.
He got a little Prince love in the air tonight.
Dude, that's not how people
purple
at radio stations.
Purple rain.
People at radio stations don't wear button downs unless there's something going on. Like, when I used to tend bar, the only time you saw a bartender in a suit was they had court or a funeral. Like, there was no other reason, man. I don't know. Wiz game was fun. They didn't get it done. It's a bummer. But, you know, onward and upward to Cooper Flagg, man. That's what everybody wants. I was listening to PFT's podcast this morning. They had Adam Silver, commissioner of the NBA, on the podcast. And PFT just straight up asked him to rig the lottery so the Wizards get the first pick for Cooper Flagg. Now, Silver did not commit to doing that.
That doesn't normally work. For us, though.
The two number one picks they got were, at least of my lifetime, I remember, is Kwame Brown and John Wall.
Yeah.
Wall was way better than Brown.
Yeah.
Although Kwame might have proven to be the best podcaster of that bunch. That's a wild ride.
Kwame makes people think twice about responding to him.
Yeah, man.
I guarantee you that.
If you see something, say something. I don't know, man. The NBA is such an interesting product. They're talking about like all these different ways to fix it. And at the same time, I can't wait for the NBA playoffs.
Yeah.
The season's too long. They're not going to give back games. That's too much money. They should start it on Christmas Day. But what Silver was saying is that it messes up the calendar for like the league. And then these guys don't get any time off. And I think some of that is valid. The biggest problem is the money's so outrageous, and I don't begrudge anybody the cash, but the money's so outrageous, and then the dudes don't play. Mm-hmm. Somebody has been pointing out to me, and it's fair for me to say this, Jason Tatum.
Yeah.
He's a legit star for the Celtics.
Mm-hmm.
He plays every night.
Yeah.
And I respect the hell out of that.
Yeah, I respect that.
In a league where nobody does.
And think about it. Let's go back a little bit. When AI played, that dude didn't care what was wrong. He played football background as well.
Right. Yeah.
Dude, I watched him when I was in. He had a leg sleeve all the way up one side and an arm sleeve with the elbow thing on the other side. Dude don't miss no games. But a lot of guys are always telling me, like, if Jason Tatum, who plays D, tries to play D at least, other people don't even try, and he plays that much offense, if he could play every night, then the other guys that don't play a lick of damn defense can play every night, too.
Totally.
But they make excuses. Oh, but they're more athletic today. I would have to say BS.
Dude, I think there is an argument over time. The human race has evolved. People are bigger, faster, stronger than they were 100 years ago, 200 years ago. You ever go and, like, you know, down on the C&O Canal, they have, like, the old taverns and stuff, and all the doors are 4.5 feet tall because that's how tall people were. People evolve, but...
You're
still... Not over a 20-year span.
Just to say athleticism, because now guys are supposed to be bigger, faster, stronger. The return game is no bigger, faster, stronger.
No.
Okay, and I look at Michael Jordan, what he did. Hell, he could do that in this day and age. And if everyone wants to sit up here and say bigger, faster, stronger, you put him in this age right now, I don't give a damn what these young kids can do. He'll score 55 points a damn game. You can't touch him. They used to be able to hit, to clothesline him, and he still scored 35.
For the guys aren't as athletic, please go watch just Sean Kemp highlights.
Yes.
Please. I mean, listen, MJ's my favorite player ever. Sean Kemp's number two. Rod Strickland's my favorite Wiz bullet ever. But please go watch Sean Kemp highlights and just shut up. You know a guy that, like, the Jeffs and White Bryans of the world have never heard of?
Who?
David Thompson.
Oh, hell no.
I mean, dude. All right, White Bryan actually knows something.
Yes.
No chance Jeff has. Are we just all under the assumption we don't see Jeff today?
More than likely.
Okay. That's an off-air segment to kick around. I came, though. So I actually listened to the game last night on 980 because I was driving home from NBC. Shout out to Dave and Glenn, hashtag radio party. Mm-hmm. I came to a conclusion last night. This is the second year of this rebuild, and there's probably at least one more coming.
Uh-huh.
But these young kids for the Wiz play hard. I'm enjoying this. I'm enjoying you having a feeling about Wiz Pacers on a random February night and throwing a little sweat. I mean, it was minor sweat. We each had $10 on it. I'm enjoying this more than the last, like, 3 years of the Beal, can they make the play-in era.
Listen, man.
I hated that era so much.
One thing about it, if you are just the wins and loss guy for today, you're not liking what they're doing. But if you understand when you're trying to build a franchise, you got to tear that damn thing down and rebuild the foundation and then start to build up, then you're looking forward to the future. That's where I'm at. But, see, I'm not the person who's going to be investing a lot of time while you're rebuilding.
Right.
I will tune in every once in a while, see where it was when I last saw it, and see if it's improved when I see it the next time. That's what I do. And then when you start to see things coming together, then I will put all my investment in it. But I am not. Listen, there are people who do it all the time. And, hey, more power to you. I'm not investing when I know you are not going to win. I'm not investing when I know what you're really doing. So, hey, I can wait.
B, I'm with you. My investment right now is fairly minimal. I just like watching the end of the games.
Yeah.
But, I watch the end.
That's when they really ball out.
I watch the end of every Nats game. I watch the end of every Orioles game. I specifically in my home have a multiple TV setup so I can watch Bravo with my wife and get to watch the end of the game. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what we watched last night? Summer House, Landfill. Can you believe Lindsay's pregnant?
Ooh.
Lindsay. She's pregnant, Landfill.
I couldn't tell
she
what
broke
the
up with Carl and got pregnant with the next
Summer
guy.
House? I never heard
and
of
we're
it.
Not even sure if the math adds up that she had broken up with Carl. B. Mitch?
She could have broke up with Carl and still be pregnant for Carl now.
She could be pregnant with somebody else.
That one last time you talked about.
She could have broken up with Carl and been pregnant with Turner regardless. White Brian's my only hope that watches Bravo. Bravo. White Brian, be honest.
I can't say I do.
Oh, man. Leaving me on an island. Hey, Jeff was here. Obviously, Jeff watches J-Dogs Forever.
No, man. Ain't no damn way.
You don't think so?
No. He'll say he does just to say he does.
Jeff needs to be watching that ring cam. That's what we talked about the other day, man. Terps game tonight. College Hoops is really heating up, man. It's been fun to watch. Did you know White Brian is a writer for Auburn Wire? He covers the Auburn
I talked to him one day, and he told me the four jobs that he has. So, yes.
Do you know the Auburn?
He also does stuff for himself. Serious. Am I right? And here. That's four.
Yesterday, the Auburn community was going at him because he said they struggled with Vanderbilt.
What was the score? What was the final score?
They won by 15.
They won by 12.
They won by 12, and they should have beat them by 24. They're struggling.
They went up 15-0 to open the game and then lost the next 35 minutes.
They were what to nothing?
15-0.
Oh, I thought you said 50. I was about to say, if they went up 50-0 and they won by 12, then damn it, that is struggling.
Landfill, you and I, however, if our team won by 12 in conference play, probably wouldn't describe that as struggling, but it's White Brian was and Brian stick together. If there is ever a person that will call winning by 15 struggling, it's Brian Mitchell.
Let's be real. It's depending on who the hell you're beating. Is Vanderbilt top 25 this year?
They beat Bama.
They have some good wins, but Auburn's also like historically one of the best teams of the last decade.
Vandy beat Bama.
Yeah, and Kentucky.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like by a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
I was talking about football, but apparently basketball.
No, we're talking about basketball.
Well, regardless, you went by 12. It was on the road?
Yeah.
Dude, that is not a struggle. The people on X that were clowning you, White Brian, were correct.
Brian, I don't think so. They did struggle.
Of course you don't think
they
so.
They went up by 15, then they started to say, oh, we're going to blow them out.
Can you do me a favor, Brian Mitchell?
Yes.
Tell me if it's raining outside.
Yes. It's drizzling.
Okay. What happens if you fumble?
When I was coming in.
What happens if you fumble
they,
in
they
this weather?
They will cut your ass.
Oh, all right. I'm really trying to settle into the sports world without football to watch this weekend. The good news is, dude, we are less than a month till NFL free agency. It's going to be really adding up.
You know what, man? Let's get past what's going first.
What?
Let's get past the final, the March Madness first.
Free agency is before.
It's before? I thought March Madness normally
March
kick off
Madness
right.
Ends up being in April.
Well, April Madness. Okay, we'll go free agency then.
Good.
Lanford, what are you looking at sharks for?
Shark
Dolphins.
Week. It's Shark Week for Lanfield. Travis Kelce on his podcast started to sound, I don't know. Do you think Kelce's 35 years old? He has built, obviously, an incredible resume, legacy. He's now hosting at Saturday Night Live. He's going on tour with his girlfriend, who's a global superstar. First ballot Hall of Famer.
He gave him a personal trainer to go with him the whole time so he can come in better shape.
You think he's done?
No, I think he needs to get a personal trainer to come back to travel with him because he's going to try and play again, but he needs to come back better shape this year. People don't have time for him to wait till week 8-9 to start really being okay.
This year he didn't really do that.
He was better running around, but he never got into what Travis Kelce normally is throughout the whole year.
This is what, so they just recorded a podcast, I think, since the Super Bowl. So the Super Bowl is Sunday, today's Thursday, over in the last 3 days. You tell me what you hear, Brian, as somebody that played 14 years, right?
Yep.
He's in his, Jason Kelce just retired following a 13-year career.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think he had
he got
to
beat
hang
the hell up.
Yeah, I think his back and his core were so screwed up. Travis, I think, is in the same time frame. This is Travis Kelce's quote from the New Heights podcast. I know everybody wants to know whether or not I'm playing next year, and right now I'm just kicking everything down the road. I'm kicking every can I can down the road. I'm not making any crazy decisions, but right now the biggest thing is just being there for my teammates and being there for my coaches and understanding there's a lot that goes into this thing. He continued, the fact that we keep going to these AFC championships and Super Bowls, that means I'm playing an extra 3 games more than everybody else in the entire league.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of wear and tear on your body. It's a lot of time spent in the building. That process can be grueling. It can weigh on you. It can make you better, and it can drive you crazy at the same time. Right now, it was one of those things where it was driving me crazy this year. It happens as you tail off towards the back nine of your career. One more here. As you see yourself or feel yourself not having the success that you once used to have, it's a tough pill to swallow. On top of that, to not be there in the biggest moments, knowing your team is counting on you, those are all extremely hard things. It's just a tough reality. He continued, I'm not half-assing it. I'm fully here for them, and I think I can play. It's just whether or not I'm motivated or if it's the best decision for me as a man, as a human, as a person to take on all that responsibility.
What he's telling you is right now, I'm contemplating stuff. I'm thinking about it. But ultimately, I'm going to play. It's just tougher now. You know, at the end of every season, once you get past 7 or 8, you think about, I don't know if I want to do this anymore. Because it's not about playing the season. It's about the torture you got to go through in the offseason to get yourself prepared to do it again. But by the time he hits about May, he'll be ready to play again.
When he hasn't been hit.
Because you'll be away from it long enough to be able to say, okay, I think I can get it done again. But the whole thing of it is, when he came back this year, he was bigger than he was normally. And if you are in the later parts or back nine of your career and you're used to running around at 245, 250, and you come back 265, guess what that is? Extra strain on your knees and everything else. And you think about, oh, I can't do this no more. And once you lose that extra little baby hanging around your waist, all of a sudden now, you say, I'm good again, because you get back to what you're accustomed to.
Very interesting. We'll see what happens there. Santana Moss, recently on the Today Show, will join us and tell us what he was doing on the Today Show. And we'll catch up with the Tana Man, one of my favorites. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring here. And we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.